process. Now, as the war in Syria rages on and the refugee crisis deepens, a local charity group is collaborating indeed with refugees from Aleppo who are now living in Northern Ireland. And representatives from a range of churches indeed are making an effort to fill a huge container that will be sent directly to Aleppo. And it'll be the first one, actually, believe it or not, the first massive container. It's been sent to other places, as you know, in the past, but to Aleppo, this would be the first. Lisa Marie Devlin is with St Vincent de Paul. Lisa Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Isn't that hard to fill a container with the necessary goods? It's been done in crisis areas in the past, but I suppose some people feel that if they do make an effort for Aleppo, it'll get so far and end up in the wrong hands.
Well, because of that, Frank, we have researched this extensively. It's not a thing we've taken lightly. We work with Syrian Relief UK, and they have sent 80 containers and have accountability for every single one. We work closely with a doctor, Dr. Saja, over in Aleppo, in a place called Idib, and he uploads videos of the goods being received and being utilised there. So we have researched extensively, and as I said, nothing we've taken lightly. And the donations do get to their destination.
So if everyone started with my question, nothing would get done, and that's important to point out. Yes. Lisa Marie, those people are in dire need of help, aren't they?
Absolutely, Frank. I mean, the hospitals and doctors have been routinely targeted in the course of the war in Syria. The UN's Commission of Inquiry into Syria Crisis has long concluded that health facilities are being systematically attacked by government forces. Physicians for Human Rights, an NGO, have identified 382 hospitals that have been attacked since the start of the war in September 2011. Now, those figures are nothing in consideration to the amount of people that have actually been killed, over 400,000, 11,500 of those have been children. So we can't get numbers for the casualties, but a lot of hospitals now are working in underground because the hospitals cease to be there. And there is a problem also, Frank, that they can't actually get the supplies. The government regime have stopped supplies of hospital aid to the doctors in hospitals, and with fear of reprisals, the doctors are in fear of their lives even to go and force them. So it's important to be able to get them from other places like ourselves in Northern Ireland here.
So what do you want people to do, Lisa?
We want people to be more compassionate and understand that this is a humanitarian crisis, these human beings. I mean, yes, refugees, but they're human beings firstly. And, you know, as a humanitarian charity here based in Northern Ireland, we've been out to the camps. We've worked closely with Médecins Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders. We've seen what those guys do. And that sort of has empowered us to come back here and to start a collection. We've been blessed because the Northern Trust, Trusts in the North, have been more than good. We filled the container, and we filled it in 3 months, Frank, which is absolutely great. Great for SCP and all those involved. We work very closely with Meds for Kids, with their operations manager, Bobby Jones. And we have wheelchairs, believe it or believe it not, that are refurbished by the inmates of McGarvey Prison are going onto this container today. So it's across Northern Ireland. We have churches. We have the Mormons in Belfast this afternoon loading those wheelchairs. We have the West Presbyterian Church here now at the moment on the ground in Ballymena helping load this one. So it's across the divide, you know, and it's important that we had war here in Northern Ireland to recognise that, you know, if we all come together, we can achieve great things.
And what about the people who have arrived from Syria and you liaise with them? I've been lucky enough to have some communication with them. A considerable number of them are settling in.
Yes, they're enjoying it. The children are at school. They're finding the language barrier a bit tough, but they're going to English lessons. A lot of them have passed their level one and now are going on to their level two for English lessons. They are amazing people. One guy in particular is an English doctor, Ahmed, Ahmed has helped us here along with Mahmoud, and on a daily basis down here helping sort clothing for Greece. We have another container leaving on Thursday. That's tomorrow, isn't it? Yes, tomorrow, to Greece, along with this container today. So without those guys and their stories, you know, they keep us going. They're the drive, and we've met their families and what they've been through and the stories they tell us would just put the hairs in the back of your neck.
Your approach to it, Lisa Marie, the approach of the very decent people who have assisted you and those who are involved in the project, because there's a lot of hard work in getting that container filled and getting it mobile and moving it to somewhere like Aleppo. It contrasts greatly with what's coming out of the White House, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's what even drives us even more, because of the amount of hatred in parts of the country and parts of the world on a massive, massive scale, and with the Muslim ban and countries not being allowed to have free travel or free passage. It empowers us even more, to be honest, and motivates us even more to be able to show that there are really good people out there. And, you know, they're not representative of all of the people around the world. I have American friends, and God bless them. They're along with the refugee crisis as well, and they're actually embarrassed sometimes to say that Trump is their president. But we're not going to politics too much, because it's not about politics. It's about passionate people, and it's about making change here. And also in Aleppo, we have life-saving equipment on it, Frank. We have 16 hospital beds. We have 16 pressure mattresses. We have ultrasounds. We have operating gowns, operating sleeves, catheters. The list is endless. We have critical care provisions as well. This container will save lives, and for that, SVP and our President Aidan Crawford and Vice President Cormac Wilson are very, very proud.
Yeah, fair play, and it's a timely reminder indeed that this crisis is ongoing, because just last night on the news we were introduced, or at least I was introduced, to a crisis that I hadn't given any thought to, and that's in South Sudan. And John Ray on the ITV News was highlighting the issues there. It's never ending, the examples of people in situations that are beyond belief.
Yeah, that's true, Frank. You know, we're not solely concentrating on refugees. There's a crisis in Yemen where a child dies every 12 seconds. Last Monday, we sent 44 pallets of food, baby food, out there. So this is a constant thing, and it's not a thing we broadcast, but maybe we should do it more often, and people can maybe donate towards us and help us in that way, to go and fund the containers to going over. But they're a great society, and I'm very proud to work along and volunteer alongside them.
Lisa Marie, thanks for getting in touch. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. You take care. Thank you. God bless.
Lisa Marie Devlin there, who's with St Vincent de Paul. Just one of the many agencies that are working in areas that are facing incredible challenges. And Aleppo is a very, very obvious one. And it is one that has slipped from our mind to some extent, because it's not on the news every night. But a fair play to everyone who's involved in filling that container and helping to get it across to Aleppo.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In.